Woodbridge Capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A Metro fare increase and service cuts this summer are looking more certain. The Metro Board's Finance Committee is expected this week to approve General Manager Paul Wiedefel's budget proposal. Wiedefel acknowledged that his budget is tough medicine for the region, but he says the steps are necessary to head off even worse financial trouble for the transit agency. Alexandria Public Schools will close tomorrow because over 300 staff members asked for the day off, presumably for the Day Without a Woman boycott, but so far Alexandria is alone in canceling school. D.C. schools say they'll be open tomorrow. Fairfax County schools will be open. Officials in Montgomery County say they are still monitoring the situation. President Trump's revised travel ban executive order goes into effect March 16th. Deputy Assistant to the President Sebastian Gorka says it is a critical measure.
This measure specifically isn't about those who are being radicalized who are already here, but to prevent the refugee and migrant streams being exploited by the jihadis as we increase pressure on them in the theater where we are going to take them down militarily.
Gorka spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show. Republican legislation aimed at unraveling Obamacare comes before House committees starting tomorrow. Passage is still not assured, though. Universal opposition from Democrats is all but certain, and not all Republicans are on the same page yet. Well, this certainly hasn't been the snowiest winter we've ever had, and that's now having an effect on the region's water supply.
Conditions have been drier than normal.
John Dillo, the U.S. Geological Survey, says streams like the Anacostia and Rock Creek are at about the same levels he saw in 2002, which was our last major drought in the region.
The U.S. Drought Monitor showing the majority of Maryland, at least, in a moderate drought. A small oval, including the Washington, D.C. area, is now in a severe drought.
He says we may not be far off from restrictions being imposed as it starts getting a bit hotter. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Experts now think the peak bloom of Washington's iconic cherry blossoms may actually last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days. The Washington Post quotes experts who say the unusually warm weather could actually bring out the blossoms at different times. As of yesterday, the National Park Service has two of the older trees on the tidal basin are already in full bloom. In Annapolis, on the 160th anniversary of the Supreme Court's Dred Scott decision reaffirming slavery, the great-great-grandnephew of Chief Justice Roger Brooke Taney apologized to the great-great-granddaughter of Dred Scott.
I want you to know, on behalf of the Scott family and all those African-Americans who have the love of God in their hearts, that we accept your apology.
Yesterday's apology took place in front of a statue of Roger Brooke Taney in Annapolis. Thousands of American Indians are gathering in Washington for protests over the Dakota Access Pipeline. Between now and Friday, you'll see teepees and a ceremonial fire on the National Mall. Then on Friday, a two-mile march is planned to the White House, where a rally is scheduled. A Maryland Senate committee has delayed action on one of Governor Larry Hogan's appointments to the State Board of Education after questioning appointee Brandon Cooper about his brushes with the law as well as his unpaid state taxes. Cooper says he has learned from his mistakes and that his legal issues have all been resolved. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,954, the NASDAQ at 5849. Sports, the Stars end the Caps' home winning streak at 15. College basketball, Howard wins. The Wizards visit Phoenix tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Orioles win. The Nationals had the day off. WMAL News Time 804. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work,
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do,
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen,
en route to work or to the gym,
stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you, carefree, because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit CarefreeOffice.com.
805 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Arlington County having problems with the signal lights. Washington Boulevard and North Glebe Road. That puts it just outside of 66 in the Ballston area. And man, it's slow there. Under police direction. And unfortunately, they say that could last through the morning, continued past the morning commute. Again, signal light issues. Washington Boulevard, North Glebe Road. They're working on it and under police direction. Now, let's get you around the Beltway onto the outer loop, leaving Newington. Still jammed to get over toward Eisenhower Avenue. A lot of vehicles on the shoulder from the earlier incident. Then the inner loop as you head into Annandale. Volume again through Tyson's toward the toll road where the accident in the express lanes. 395, this Newington delay takes you across the 14th Street Bridge into the 3rd Street Tunnel where we had the broken down car. DC 295 north, leaving the Beltway toward the 3rd Street Tunnel as well. A continuous lineup. It's been slow. Beltway and Bethesda trying to get past the exit to go south on 355 due to the earlier crash. 355 before NIH now cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing to rule now as temperatures will be even warmer today than they were yesterday. About 68. A lot of overcast on a gusty south-southwesterly wind. And a few showers. Showers become a steady rain tonight. Mild 52. And quite breezy tomorrow. Partly cloudy 64. We could have snow here by the tail end of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Leesburg, 45 in Silver Spring, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. A new study concludes that blacks are more likely to be wrongfully convicted of a crime. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL 807 on WMAL, where Washington comes to park, talk.
But the two of us today are having the worst time.
I washed my tongue and I can't do a thing with it. At 8:15 this morning, we'll talk to a member of the Rockville City Council who was last night at a hearing where they were discussing whether or not Rockville should become and establish its own policies to become a sanctuary city. It was a very controversial hearing. We'll hear from her in about 10 minutes or so. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow with CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Yes, good morning, Brian. And joining us now is a name we both know, Ken Cuccinelli. And I almost, just last break, almost promoted him to governor of Virginia. He is the former attorney general
of
Virginia.
I can assure you that Ken would have liked that.
He would have liked that.
And be a little late, but I would still appreciate the sentiment. Thanks, Mary.
I started to pre-sell you as the governor. I'm like, oh, no, that's not right.
Yes.
Brian and I are having a rough time this morning. We're falling over our words. Want to talk to you about Trump's new immigration executive order. There's a lot of things in this. Obviously, yeah. the removal is down to 6 countries instead of 7 countries. There's one thing in this bill, though, that is not getting a lot of press, and I don't think it will. And it's something that I do think that needs to be brought out by the conservative side, is that this bill also instructs the government to release information on honor killings. Now, I don't believe this was part of the original bill. You can correct me, obviously, if I'm wrong. The government will track cases now involving foreign-born individuals who commit gender-based violence against women or honor killings. How can the left possibly be against that?
Yeah, they can't accept. They will be, as you and I both know. I mean, this is done explicitly in yesterday's executive order. It is new relative to the one from January 27th. They also, by the way, in this same vein, in a presidential memo issued yesterday that has gotten no press, has instructed the various agencies to every month publish how many visa applications are coming and in what cities around the world. So you can see, you know, if it's going to be 20,000 from Mogadishu versus 5 from Tel Aviv, that will be interesting as well. So they're gathering and publishing information that is going to make the case for them by itself. This is the power of truth at work. And I think it was very, very smart, particularly to put in the piece you mentioned, Mary, and that is the honor killings and gender-based crime, which, of course, is a serious, serious problem associated with practice of Islam. And that's something that 190 and 120 and 150 days from now, we could see reflected in other policies once that information has all been gathered.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting that you say that they're going to give information as to where people are actually going. That's not what, we don't have that information right now. And a lot of communities would probably be surprised to find out just how much they are absorbing and how much it's costing their tax base.
Well, one other thing that Trump did along those lines, Brian, is that in this order, again, unlike in January 27th, there's a federalism component. They instructed the Secretary of State to determine all the ways they can work with state and local governments to cooperate with refugee placement, right, and to not place them in locations that don't want them.
Wow, that would be interesting. All right, well, listen, thank you for that. I want to turn to this transgendered bathroom case that the Supreme Court turned back to the lower court yesterday. So basically, Donald Trump said, I'm not going to impose that regulation that was the subject of a Supreme Court matter. And so the Supreme Court said, well, we don't need to listen to it now, but there are some matters still be decided by the lower court. What are they?
Sure. So now that the federal government has withdrawn their ridiculous form of interpretation of Title IX to include, right, you know, how you feel today as a designation of your own gender instead of biology, that basis for the case is gone. And so the Supreme Court has said, well, this is gone now. So that element of the case is moot. So the courts below now have to take another look at this because that entire legal basis is gone. So now they're going to have to come up with some other basis that how they're going to have to explain straight up with no benefit of the Obama administration's crazy interpretation of the law, how a boy is discriminated against by being required to use the boys' room, or how a girl is discriminated against by being forced to use the girls' room, which is what the Gloucester School Board was doing, and nothing more. And mind you, it's important for listeners to know, you know, all of these school districts and governments, they all accommodate individuals as best they can. But what they don't want to do, most of them, is put boys in the girls' room. That's the biggest concern. Or let girls in the boys' room. I mean, can you imagine how many teenage boys are suddenly going to feel, yeah, you know, I identify as a woman today at the moment. it creates enormous safety, security, and frankly just puberty problems. But now there's the legal basis for what has happened up to this point in the Fourth Circuit is gone. The Supreme Court said as much, and so they sent it back to be reconsidered before the Supreme Court will ever consider it again.
Yeah, interesting, because I don't know about the rest of you, but I am identifying lately as a rich person, so I'm going
seriously
to use the executive lounge here.
I got news for you, Mary. It's a bad time of year to identify as a rich person. You might want to wait a couple of months.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for the tip. I appreciate that.
April 15th. Yeah.
That's true. That is very true. Lastly, the Republicans they're unveiling a plan to replace the health care law. The problem I see with this is, of course, once again, they're not united. There were reports by Rand Paul that they were hiding the bill from him, and he filmed it and went on a chase around Capitol Hill looking for the bill. How do they ever expect to present any kind of bill as a unified front if they hide it from each other? It just seems to be, I'm cringing at what's going on here.
Well, and of course, if they're hiding it, there's a reason, and
right.
We've seen the reason. When it doesn't take a long look at the bill, I mean, this is a new entitlement. This is Ryan Care instead of Obamacare, and if they don't follow through and do what they did in 2015, and how hard is it to vote on the same thing you've already voted for?
Exactly.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. And
yeah, but the difference was, there's a difference, though. And the difference was when they voted on the first time, they knew it was not going to become law.
Yes.
It's a free
exactly
vote.
Right. And that's why they really need to be held accountable for this. And you know, Trump ran against this year, but the Republicans in Congress have been running against this for 7 years.
Right.
7 years. Mitch McConnell ran over 30,000 ads just in October of 2014 on Obamacare. Is he going to break that promise? It's not like it'd be a first for him. But look, this is the biggest item on the grassroots, conservative and Republican grassroots agenda for 7 years. This
right.
would be a backstab of epic proportions. And the Ryan bill qualifies as a backstab.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Ken Cuccinelli, who is also the president of the Senate Conservatives Fund and, of course, the former Attorney General of Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. It is now 8:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, it's been a tough go. 395 as you come out of Newington, pretty much continuous to the 14th Street Bridge. Commuters telling me on the 395 trek about an hour to get into town. Part of the problem was the stalled at Seminary Road, now cleared, and we had a stalled in the 3rd Street Tunnel that's been towed away. That 3rd Street Tunnel problem also gave us a mess on 295 northbound. Continuous back up here from the Beltway and coming out of Chevrolet off of 50 and to go south onto 295. Take you around the Beltway, top side from before 95, right as you approach 95, and that slows around to Georgia Avenue, heading out of North Bethesda and toward NIH. The crash had been southbound 355 at Cedar Lane, now gone, but we haven't recovered coming off of the Beltway, off of the 270 spur, and as you merge off 270, so do be aware of that. On 270, no late incidents, but through 109, Hyattstown slowing, and then Clarksburg off and on down through to the Beltway along the Wayne Gaithersburg crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for breezy today and a 50% chance of rain, a high of 68. Tonight, 52. Chance of rain, 80%. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 64. Thursday in the mid-60s. Then it starts to get cooler on Friday. And by the way, the day to be weather aware apparently is Sunday, where there is some talk of snow. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 47 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
On March 25th at 8:30 p.m., turn off your lights with WWF and millions of people around the world to demonstrate a commitment to fight climate change. Learn more at worldwildlife.org/earthhour.
All right, so last night in Rockville, there was a Rock'em Sock'em hearing as people in Rockville tried to decide whether or not the Santa County Fathers, City Fathers, tried to decide whether or not they wanted to have a sanctuary city policy in place. Here's a little flavor of how that went last night.
I'm a freshman at Richard Montgomery High School. As you heard, I'm here with my peers in support of making Rockville a place welcome to all people. This is exactly why it's my responsibility to speak for those who now cannot speak for themselves.
None of us would pick up the phone to call 911 in our moment of greatest need if we felt that those actions might result in the deportation of somebody that we love.
If the ordinance is passed, I will sell my house immediately. Why? Because I know for sure the house value will go down and the property tax will go up. How can you say that the community will be safer only because illegal aliens feel safe to report to the police? Let me tell you, illegal aliens will never trust any uniformed policeman.
Well, there you have it, a little sense of how it went last night. Joining us on the line now is Julie Polokovich Carr, who is a member of the council and the person proposing this current piece of legislation. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
All right. So basically, as I understand it, the proposal would prohibit police officers from asking people about their immigration status and would prohibit any city worker from discriminating against any person based on citizenship or immigration status. What do you hope to accomplish with all this?
Well, that's right. Those are actually our current practices in Rockville. And the purpose of the legislation is actually to codify those into law.
I got it. Okay. And why do you feel that's necessary?
Well, I think in light of a lot of the discussion that's happening at the national level, there's a lot of fear in the community, a lot of uncertainty. I've certainly been approached by a number of residents who have questions about how our police department interacts with residents, what kind of information they're requesting in, say, a routine traffic stop or someone calls and is the victim of a crime? Are they being asked about their immigration status? I think it's important that we are clear to our residents and people who are visiting Rockville, as well as for the benefit of our own police officers, so that they can do their job well and know with certainty that they're following the intentions of the city leadership.
And what will you do if you start to lose federal funding, as the president has suggested may happen?
Well, there is certainly some questions about whether or not the federal government has the ability to do a blanket ban on federal funding. There certainly is lots of court precedent in terms of whether basically the motivations that the government can use to withhold funding. There has to be, you know, a direct correlation, causation between the grant money applied for and what it's actually used for. So there are already court cases pending in regards to that ban on federal funding. So that'll get decided in the courts. But I will just say that federal funding is a pretty small percentage of Rockville's budget. The last few years, it's been less than 1% of our total budget.
What about the rising taxes? From what we understand, there was a large Asian community there, and they're upset because they came in properly. They obeyed the laws, they came in properly, and now they're seeing their taxes rise to support people who broke the law. What do you say to them?
First of all, taxes haven't risen in Rockville. We're proposing the 10th year of flat tax rates here in Rockville. But I think, you know, their concerns are certainly heartfelt for people who perhaps waited many years to come into mm-hmm. the country. But this isn't an issue of whether or not we're letting undocumented immigrants into Rockville. They're already here. The question is, you know, what should our police department be doing in regards to those people? And certainly federal law doesn't place any obligation on local law enforcement agencies to enforce federal law.
All right, so you got somebody, let's say, that's in custody by the Rockville Police Department, and you're through with them. What's the big hang-up to just pick up the phone and call ICE and say, here is somebody who is in this country illegally, we've had a law enforcement matter with them, our time with them is through, do you want to come pick them up? What is so wrong about that?
That's certainly an issue that each local law enforcement agency and jurisdiction should make. I think in Rockville, we really want to be fostering an atmosphere of trust.
What about the idea that these people have violated the law and therefore they should be brought to the attention of the people most responsible for taking care of this issue, which would be the immigration folks, the ICE folks?
The federal government certainly should do their job.
They can't do their job if the people in Rockville Police Department don't pick up the phone and let them know we've got somebody here that is in this country illegally.
Again, federal law does not place that obligation on local law enforcement agencies. We simply have to, if we have that information, we have to share it. And we do if we have that information. But we are under no obligation to collect information about a person's immigration status unless they have committed one of 28.
So don't ask, don't tell. Is that
exactly,
basically what you do?
Exactly what I was going to say, yeah.
In essence, yeah, I think that is a fair way to describe it.
Yeah, but see, I'm going to go back to the taxes, and you say, well, taxes haven't risen. The point is, people who came here legally, respected the laws, are supporting the children in schools. They're supporting through other programs, and I think people resent that. And I understand that their concerns aren't being taken as seriously as the concerns of people who broke the law to come here. And I think that that's a very valid conflict.
How do you find the balance there?
Well, I'm elected to serve everyone who lives in Rockville, all the business owners, all the stakeholders here in Rockville, and I think, unlike some of the characterizations during the public hearing last night, there are undocumented immigrants who do pay taxes here in Rockville, who own property, who are paying property taxes. They certainly are paying taxes, as part of income tax, those sorts of things. So, first of all, let's set that argument aside. I certainly listened last night, and I think first of all, it made me realize that we need to do some more outreach in terms of what exactly is in this law and what the police department is currently doing. I think some people are thinking this is a major departure when really it's what we already do and what we've done for years.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Ms. Carr, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
And I'm willing to bet the undocumented immigrants didn't vote for her to represent them.
It is now 8:24 on WMAL.
Okay, this weather's crazy. It's all over the place. But no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud and grime and stuff inside your house. Hi, it's Chris Plant, and my friend Joe Hadid wants to help with a deep-down professional clean for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet odor, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain rugs. Hadid has developed an expedited cleaning process, which is faster and less expensive. And more great news, it's Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com or give him a call at 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Day 25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And wow, what a morning this has turned out to be. Very challenging. I'll start with good news on the Virginia Beltway. That longstanding incident on the outer loop near Eisenhower Avenue. Finally, they finished all the paperwork and they've moved along. But this is giving us delays coming off of I-95 heading toward the Wilson Bridge. Once you get past this area, much better. But again, everything's cleared, so it should start to see some improvement. Also, out in Newington, that delay takes you on to 395, about an hour trip toward the 14th Street Bridge due to two broken down cars along the way, now gone. Onto the inner loop, we've linked up delays coming off of 95 to the toll road, and that's because of the crash that we had in the express lanes, which is now gone. So that whole corridor, very slow. In Arlington, they're dealing with signal light issues. You're under police direction, Washington Boulevard and North Glebe Road with the malfunctioning traffic lights. They say it could be like this for quite some time. Onto Maryland and through Bethesda. Interloop very slow and focused on the exit to 355 South due to the earlier crash near NIH. Gone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather quickly returning now this week on a south-southwesterly breeze. Clouds in, some showers around this morning. Even a threat for showers this afternoon. Maybe some steadier rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 827.
Have a complicated tax situation? Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have been assisting people like you for decades. Get your taxes done early and get them done right. 301-924-2160. 301-924-2160. Online at estwa.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I just had LASIK and the raindrop procedure done on my eyes. I had some fears about having those procedures done, but then I met Dr. Whitten of Whitten Laser Eye. It was so important that I met the doctor personally before the surgery. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your reading vision consultation today with Dr. Whitten or Dr. Rose. Visit WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.
Did you know there are several different pricing strategies when it comes to selling your home? The strategy we like is paying lower real estate commissions. Hi everyone, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid strategy gives our clients the services they need while saving them thousands in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
During our last go-to meeting, our team connected a little too well.
That looks like our distributors in France can't keep up with demand. The team should look at moving into Asia.
When you connect better, everything comes together. Go-to meeting. Try it free.
Coming up in just a moment, Larry Kudlow from CNBC. Time for the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The bill repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act goes before a House committee tomorrow.
House Republicans finally unveiling their bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. But already there are some major fault lines here emerging within the Republican Party. Within hours, there was criticism and concern coming from many Republicans. And even the White House isn't yet fully endorsing this bill, only calling it an important step forward.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. The Attorney General in Washington State, Robert Ferguson, who successfully challenged President Trump's initial travel ban, says he's already looking at Mr. Trump's new order.
We'll still want to make sure that we're doing our homework on determining what harm exists with the new executive order, and then we'll decide what makes the most sense moving forward. And I anticipate making that decision here sometime this week.
The new travel ban is narrower than the original because Iraq has now been removed from the list of affected countries. Metro fare hikes and service cuts are looking more certain this summer. Transit agency leaders are moving ahead with the plan announced earlier to raise fares and cut service to help balance the budget in the coming fiscal year. While schools in Alexandria will be closed tomorrow because of the number of staffers who want the day off for the Day Without a Woman boycott, so far no other area school systems are following Alexandria's lead. Thousands of American Indians are gathered in Washington for 4 days of protests against the Trump administration and the Dakota Access Pipeline. The activities that start today will culminate Friday in a march to the White House. French authorities say there have fortunately been no fatalities reported after an avalanche struck a ski resort this morning. Officials say the avalanche struck the Teen Resort. French media report several skiers were caught in the avalanche, but no casualties. The city of New Orleans is one step closer to taking down three Confederate-era monuments.
Monument supporters argued that the ownership was uncertain, but a federal appeals court sided with a lower court ruling, which stated the city owns the monuments. The city council voted in 2015 to remove four monuments after a series of heated public meetings. One of those four structures remains tied up in other litigation. I'm Mike Romitas.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,954, the Nasdaq at 5849. Sports, the Caps lose to the Stars. College basketball, Howard wins. The Wizards are on the road tonight to take on the Suns. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
What's the catch? That's what they ask me. They say, Dave, there's gotta be a catch. Free furnace and a lifetime warranty on that furnace? It's gotta be a catch. Nope, no catch. If you buy a high-efficiency air conditioner, I'll throw the furnace in for free. And let me be clear now. This is not some rumple-tumple, off-brand reject or refurb. Oh, no. This is a brand-new high-efficiency furnace that carries the exclusive Snell lifetime guarantee. That's a bona fide full lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home. No fine print, no loopholes. If it breaks down, we'll either replace it or repair it on our nickel. No out-of-pocket cost for you. There's no catch. Call today, schedule your appointment online at snellheatingandair.com.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway commuters struggling. Couple things. First, let's go southbound. As you head past the Beltway, past 123, you're dealing with the incident at the overlooks, which is slowing us. And then, as you try to work up toward Reagan National Airport, this delay continues to grow out of Old Town Alexandria. Had the accident past Slater's Lane, but then that stop and go up past the airport up to the 14th Street Bridge, 395 part of the problem. We've had a major delay this morning out of Newington, across the bridge to the 3rd Street Tunnel, had two earlier broken down cars, caused those early backups. And now it's so tough when we have that stop and go. It gets so frustrating. We have a fender bender in the backups near Boundary Channel. That happens all the time, so everyone be careful. Also in Arlington, Washington Boulevard at North Glebe Road, traffic lights malfunctioning. You're under police direction in Washington Boulevard, Glebe Road, so that corridor quite slow. In Bethesda, southbound 355, south of Pooks Hill Road near NIH, accident gone. Now reports of a stalled car right as you come off of the Beltway. We just can't get out of the woods there yet. Quite slow. Update is a service of Parker Pierce Service Experts. Trust the heating and cooling experts at Parker Pierce Service Experts to help keep you comfortable all year long. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit parkerpierce.com today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather here right on through midweek. Don't see too much changing yet. Gusty winds today, 68, a few showers, nothing widespread, most of the rain north. Overnight tonight, some of that steadier rain works south, 52 degrees, becoming partly cloudy on Wednesday, windy and mild, 64. We'll start cooling off with maybe a chance of snow over the weekend. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Woodbridge, 45 in Germantown, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 838. I am Mary Walter here alongside Brian Wilson.
Good
and joining
morning.
Us right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. You know him as the host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays at 7. And we're adding author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So it looks like the Republicans have a plan to replace the health care law. But here's a question. I see a lot. I'm not a wonk, and I see a lot of problems with this. You're no longer going to have to pay a fee if you don't carry insurance. They're going to eliminate tax penalties for those people, so they don't have to pay anymore. They're going to reduce federal payments for some beneficiaries of Medicaid. They're going to roll back the expansion of Medicaid. If you let your insurance lapse and you only sign up when you're sick, insurers can increase their premiums by 30%. I just see a lot of problems here because we're going to constantly have a segment of society that's never going to purchase insurance and is just going to show up in the ER whenever they're sick.
Well, I don't know. I think getting rid of the mandates is really a terrific idea.
Okay.
Terrific idea, and they're being replaced by choice. And I think that's just the way it ought to be.
But let me ask, what happens when someone chooses not to carry insurance and they can't pay to be treated? What happens then? Do we go back to the way we were and the taxpayers foot the bill, tens of thousands of dollars in
some
cases?
Well, I think, by the way, tens of thousands of dollars... I don't know where that number comes from.
My husband works in a hospital, and they have frequent flyers who are addicts of alcohol or whatever it happens to be. And several times a year, they wind up not getting their fix, and they wind up in the ICU. And you spend tens of thousands of dollars to get them clean and sober, because they're in there for several weeks, if not a month, at a clip. And they send them out, and they go back and do what they continue to do. And
well, of course, insurance companies have slash the funding of those people with addiction.
Right, and then the doctors don't get paid.
For a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is nothing new, and that may be too bad, but I don't think you can force people to buy a one-size-fits-all. That's really what you're talking about.
Right.
If you don't have an addiction, first of all, the addiction population, which is most regrettable, okay, you're talking to a guy who's 21 years clean and sober, so all of that is most regrettable, but I don't think all taxpayers should have to pay for that. And I think people should not be forced to purchase insurance. The people you're talking about for insurance are really primarily the young people, the millennials, who would not pay higher premiums and deal with higher and higher deductibles. They just wouldn't do it. I can't blame them. The whole idea of Obamacare was that they would pay, and that's why they would be taxed if they didn't pay, and that was going to support the elderly. It didn't work. It didn't work at all because they didn't pay. And I don't know, in America, you ought to have free choice.
Agree.
Well, basically,
you ought to be able to, with respect to the mandatories, you ought to be able to go and make your own choice which plan you want, or if you want a plan at all. And, mind you, they're keeping refundable tax credits up to, I think, $75,000 families. So you've got assistance to the low-end people, but you don't have it mandatory. You will create much greater competition. That may be controversial among some conservatives, but I think that's the best way to do it.
Do you think that the plan as proposed will work?
I do. I mean, I don't know every detail, right? It's only been out a day, and I was off yesterday, so I had a chance.
Well, I mean, it takes a while to go through it, but I mean, the talking points, do they sound okay to you?
They do. They do. It's exactly what... See, the key here is choice and competition. That's what Obamacare lacked. And, Mary's point is, look, you can't... I understand addiction. I understand how bad it is. I understand how awful it is. But you cannot ask everybody to pay for a one-size-fits-all package.
Oh, I agree with that.
That was the great flaw in Obamacare.
Right.
And so, therefore, I'm going to argue to you back that with a refundable tax credit, actually more people may wind up signing up for some form of insurance rather than fewer. Look, Obamacare, because of this issue of mandatory expenses and deductibles, premium expenses and deductibles, everybody wound up getting dumped into Medicaid. And that itself is going to undergo tremendous reform. Medicaid is a terrible program. The worst doctors now attend to it. The reimbursement rates are low. All that stuff is, as I understand it, will be block granted to the states, who will then have tremendous flexibility in implementing their own policies. And you've got expansion of health savings accounts. You've got the ability to cross state lines. So this has competition written all over it, and I think it's terrific. And also, the taxes are going to be repealed, a multitude of taxes, including, by the way, come back to the issue of mandatory purchasing, the tax penalty. Remember, Judge Roberts labeled the mandatories a tax. So you're going to roll back taxes. You're also going to roll back a lot of investment taxes and payroll taxes, and they're also going to let the so-called Cadillac insurance plans, those will continue without taxation, the business-sponsored plans. That's all good. I mean, this thing reeks of competition and choice, which I think is an excellent reform.
And Kathy makes a very good point here, and we don't have time to really get into this, but what happened to buying insurance across state lines? It doesn't seem to be mentioned in here. And if we want to foster competition, which I agree with you is good, I think that that's really important. That needs to be in there. Larry, we got to run. Thank you so much for joining us. Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. It is 8:44.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, turned out to be a very busy rush hour. Let's start in Potomac, where you're still under police direction. Glen Road and Pining Meeting House Road, they're alternating traffic. And you know that's going to be a tough one with only one lane getting through. Pining Meeting House jammed. If you're coming inbound on River Road up toward Pining Meeting House, also affected with big delays there. On the George Washington Parkway, leaving Old Town Alexandria, not out of the woods yet, jammed, but even before it's Slater's Lane to get past Dangerfield Island where we had the broken down, and continuing up past the airport onto the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound GW Parkway still quite slow passing the overlooks to the bridges. We had the incident near the overlooks, should be out of the travel lanes now. On the Virginia Beltway, leaving 95, a continuous backup to the toll road, the earlier accident, if you hadn't heard about it, that's been cleared for a while, but very slow as a result. Wilson Bridge backup still back near St. Barnabas Road, heads up into Forestville, just a brief delay starting to form. There might be something on the outer loop near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. Crews on their way to check you out there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gusty winds really the story. They could gust 40-plus miles per hour today and continue to see just a few spotty showers around. Nothing widespread in the rain bucket, but a better chance we do get some rain as we roll on through the nighttime hours tonight. Today's high 68. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees. It is now 8:47 on WMAL.
This is you, covered in toner because your printer or copier's busted. And this is you, carefree, because you upgraded with Carefree Office Technology, a veteran-owned small business. Call 703-385-1700. Visit carefreeoffice.com.
All right, so it was just Saturday morning that the president of the United States went on a tweet storm and accused the previous president of having spied on him back when he was a candidate, and said Trump Tower was wiretapped. And as you know, there's been a big follow-on, a lot of people asking questions, and we're trying to figure out what is truth and what is fiction, what is real, what is not. Well, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer was asked about this yesterday. Here was his answer.
There's no question that something happened. The question is it surveillance? Is it a wiretap or whatever? But there's been enough reporting that strongly suggests that something occurred.
Yeah, there was a request of the FISA court apparently in June of 2016, and that one was rejected. And then whoever came for this from the Department of Justice came back again in October and asked again, and they got some form of surveillance. Wiretap may not be the accurate word. The Department of Homeland Security head, John Kelly, General Kelly, was asked about this and what the president meant.
If the President of the United States said that, he's got his reasons to say it. He's got some convincing evidence that took place.
So, you know, that seems to be what the people around the president are saying. The president has not said anything more about this, but one hears that the White House counsel is looking at the matter more closely in order to try to find out if there's any way they can get at the truth in this matter. Stay tuned. I don't think we've heard the last of this story, and I think, from what I can tell, I think Sean Spicer has it right. Something happened. And it's going to be very interesting as we get more information about what exactly it was.
I highly doubt Trump just woke up and decided, I think I'm going to tweet this out. I'm sure something tipped that domino.
Yeah, and then I'll tell you somebody who was on fire last night.
Yes.
Mark Levin was on fire talking about this.
It's great.
Many people believe that some of what Mark Levin had to say was what sort of got the president all wound up about this matter. Yesterday, Mark Levin, the great one, heard each night here starting at 6 o'clock, wrote an open letter to Brian Stelter over at the CNN. You know, he's their media reporter. And he gave you a sense of how it went. This is the title. You are so thoroughly dishonest. That was the title. And it went right downhill from there.
Well, you know, he mints his words.
No, yeah. He didn't pull any punches in this open letter. I recommend it for your reading. It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
If you're one of the 800,000 people each year who suffer a stroke, there's one thing you can do to increase your chances of survival. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. What is it? A spouse. Now, don't go out and get married just because of this new study. Don't do that. But consider this. The risk of dying after a stroke was 71% greater for adults who were never married. Those who were widowed or divorced saw their risk increase by 25%. Get divorced or widowed more than once, risk goes up by 40%. Interestingly, getting remarried did not offset the risk of having been previously widowed or divorced. The point of this new research from the American Heart Association is really for doctors, to help identify patients who might be more at risk. You can lower your risk of stroke by lowering your blood pressure, keeping your blood sugars under control, and of course, never smoking. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras, and you can find them all at a store near you. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big delays continue. Virginia out of Newington to the 14th Street Bridge. 395 has been a slow go this morning, to say the least. On the inner loop as you leave 95, a continuous backup to the Legion Bridge. The incident near the toll road, that's been cleared. George Washington Parkway still stop and go out of Old Town past Reagan National to the 14th Street Bridge. Southbound side G-Dub slows down toward the bridges past the overlooks. Take you into Maryland on the Beltway. We're actually, as you're trying to merge onto the Beltway, coming off of the 270 spur, southbound after Old Georgetown Road, crash reported. Top side from 95 to Georgia Avenue. And a reminder, in Arlington, they're still dealing with the signal light issues, and you're under police direction at Glebe Road, Washington Boulevard. Update sponsored by 24-7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mild weather continuing to rule now, as temperatures will be even warmer today than they were yesterday, about 68, a lot of overcast on a gusty south-southwesterly wind, and a few showers. Showers become a steady rain tonight, mild 52, and quite breezy tomorrow, partly cloudy 64. We could have snow here at the tail end of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital at Northwest Washington, 52 degrees, it is now 8:56.
When I get to about three-quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
If it's working, don't quit. Dinovite.com.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit nationalcapitalboatshow.com. That's nationalcapitalboatshow.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now?
Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll be joined by Susan Fariccio from the Washington Examiner, and we are planning to hear from Maryland Governor Larry Hogan tomorrow. So that should be interesting. And if today, tomorrow is a day without women, but you're going to be here.
We'll see. It'll be a surprise.
All right.
Maybe Chris Plant could join you. He's wearing red in honor of the day.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning. What day is it that I'm wearing red for?
A day without women tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to reserve comment on that for the time being. But there's a lot to talk about there. The Alexandria school system closing down because of the day without women, because apparently the teachers are mostly protesters and less teachers and all that. And why can't